97.7 The Big Station. This hour is brought to you by Fat Belly Diner in Lone Grove, just 4 miles west of I-35. And speaking of Lone Grove, today they are our featured team on the high school football showcase, the Lone Grove Longhorns. I have a close relationship with the Longhorns, being the voice of the Longhorns on KICM-TV. Shane Lemons and I bring you the broadcast every Friday night on the Longhorn channel at KICM.com. We followed them all the way to the state semifinals last year. Hope to follow them deep into the playoffs again this season. But they've had some changes. Coach Jeremy Turner, who led them to the semifinals last season, has moved on. He is now coaching in North Texas. Record-setting running back Jeremy Lewis has moved on as well. After graduating last year, he is now in camp with the Tennessee Volunteers. Jeremy rushed for nearly 3,000 yards last season with 54 touchdowns, both school records. Also gone is wideout and speedster Adonis McGee. He holds school receiving records. Last year's starting quarterback, Grant Harmon, has also graduated. So there'll be some new faces for the Longhorns this year. And some familiar faces. Garrett Lemons will return to quarterback. He started most of the season his sophomore year after Grant Harmon went down with an injury. Garrett led the Lone Grove Longhorns to their first ever district title 2 years ago. Lone Grove had an exciting run to the state semifinals last season before losing to eventual state champion Heritage Hall. And they now have a new coach in Trey Owens. He is a Davis native. Has a lot of ties here in southern Oklahoma, and he is excited about getting started with his first ever head coaching campaign.
Well, we're with Coach Trey Owens, the brand new coach of the Lone Grove Longhorns. How you doing, Coach?
Good.
Good to have you on, man. We're really excited about this season. I know that Longhorns went a long way last year. This year, a lot of graduating seniors, especially the skilled players, moving on with quarterback, running back, wide receiver. But there's some guys out there. I mean, that second team guys and some backups, they're pretty skilled too.
There's some pretty solid guys here. The cupboard's not bare. I'm really happy with the kids that we have returning all across the board, really. The best thing about all the guys we have is they're extremely coachable right now. They're really, I think, taking some ownership and the change. And we have a different philosophy, so they're taking that and just rolling with it. They're making it their own.
I know some of the players I've talked to, the major difference that they saw between you and Coach Turner is that they feel like they're working out more. They're getting more muscle. They're adding more muscle, maybe doing more lifting. Is that something that you really learned a lot when you're playing days?
That's for sure one of my biggest passions is the strength and conditioning side. One of my biggest beliefs is making better players, not better plays. So if we have football, to me, is just blocking and tackling. It's an easy game, a simple game, and if we have better players, that's the best way of being successful. If we can get the kids to buy into that, and it'll have a trickle-down effect to our young guys, and the young guys that we have right now, even in the junior high, are really loving the weight room and the strength and conditioning stuff we had in the summer, and they just like the change. They feel better, they look better, and I'm hoping that confidence, is contagious, and that will carry over onto the field.
That's very important, the conditioning, especially early in the season whenever it's 100 degrees out there. You got to be in good shape.
Yes, and I've been a part of the other side when we have a first game. I've been on each side of the ball where one year we're the team that's in the better shape, and then the next year we could be the team that's bending over with our hands on our knees, and I do not want us to be the team that is in the fourth quarter and we can't go all out and finish.
Now, you come from a strong football pedigree. I mean, you played in Davis. What year did you graduate up there?
2001.
But you also have been around coaching as well here in southern Oklahoma, also North Texas.
Yes, I've been playing at Davis. I played for Coach Weber. And when I went to Ada, which I was there for 8 years, I was coaching under Matt Weber and old Coach Weber, Joe Weber. Mm-hmm. So I've been around some great coaches, going to Texas and Midlothian with Coach Wendell from Ardmore and a lot of great guys down there. So I've been around a lot of people, and I've been trying to just absorb as much as I can from all those great guys.
Now, one question I get all the time from people are like, oh, boy, he's from Davis. That means we're not going to throw the ball.
Right. And that's not necessarily the case, but I understand what people are going to say, especially from the history that Lone Grove has had, mm-hmm. just winging it around. We are going to throw the ball. We just won't be throwing it every down.
Well, that's good. But we do have a pretty good running back from last year now. But there are some guys that I understand are stepping up, and we could see some faces out there we didn't see last year, right?
Oh, for sure. And that's the plan. I want want kids to go. There's open positions all over the board. In competition, you have to have it to be successful. So I want any kid thinking there's a blank slate. You go out and you earn a job. You fight your tail off every day in practice, come to work ready to go, and just go make a spot and get your job.
We are with Lone Grove football coach Trey Owens, new coach at Lone Grove, here on the High School Football Showcase featuring the Longhorns, brought to you by the Chickasaw Nation. And when we come back, we'll put Coach on the spot and look at some of the opponents from the 2016 season and also find out if Coach Owens is a Sooner or a Cowboy. Coming up here on the Big Show and the High School Football Showcase on 97.7 The Big Station. 97.7 The Big Station. This hour brought to you by Fat Belly Diner in Lone Grove. Breakfast is served until 11 o'clock. Then lunch on their menu today. Their lunch special is the open face roast beef, plus all the other great menu items at Fat Belly Diner. It's today's High School Football Showcase, and we featured Lone Grove today and the Longhorns as we continue our conversation with new head coach Trey Owens.
Can I put you on the spot here, Coach?
Maybe.
Who's your quarterback?
Garrett Lemons is the quarterback.
He led the team to the first district title in school history. So he's got a strong background there too.
He's a good one. He's not a big guy, but he's very scrappy. He's gamey. You can tell he goes full speed in practice. He's smart. He's got a good head on his shoulders, and he's going to be throwing the ball. He has a great arm. We're going to get him out on the edge, move him around, and he's very accurate on the move.
And we got his dad as our color commentator, and Shane Lemons, and he knows a lot about football, too.
Yes, he does. I've talked to Shane quite a bit. He's been one of the guys I've been pretty close with since I've been here. We talk on the phone quite often. He's a great guy.
And I'm sorry to hear that, if he's calling you all the time.
Not all the time, but he's a good guy. I have a pretty good relationship with him, and he's very solid for our program.
Yeah, he does a lot of work with the younger kids that come up through the system and that you'll end up coaching here in a few years.
Yes, exactly. And that's some of the things that we've talked about. Is he hit me up early on some things that I wanted to kind of see out of the younger guys. And I told,
he's coached some of these.
Right,
guys,
exactly. Yeah. And he is right now. He's kind of running the little league stuff. And, you know, we talked about some philosophy and just the changes, the way things will be. And he's very receptive of all the things that I'm saying. And he's, you know, taking all those ideas and running with them also.
Speaking of coaches, you added a couple of new coaches on your staff, right?
Yes, we have Nubbin McClanahan and Tim Reeder. And then the other guys that were already here before, Jeff Zabonik, Scott Cunningham, and Curtis Cole.
You got a good staff there.
We do. I'm very, very pleased with the staff. The guys that the new guys that were here, I couldn't be any happier with the people that we have on this staff. I didn't know anyone previously, which always can be a little bit difficult, but it's really working out in my favor, I think.
Well, in this district, it's a tough district, and they added a couple of really good teams. And you know, I know Marlowe left, Comanche has left, but they picked up Paul's Valley, who we saw in the playoffs last year, and also a very good Seminole team.
Right, and you know, I'm really excited about that. This is all a lot of teams that I've been around seeing when I was growing up, and even at Ada going to watch people play. But also, it's a lot of coaches that I actually know, and I'm friends with the coach at every one of these schools that we're playing in our district. They're all solid. They're good guys. I know they're doing things the right way with their program, which is what we're going to be trying to do here the same way. So I know it's going to be tough, but I'd rather it be tough than the other way around.
I have you guys, everybody asks me this question as well. Is Lone Grove going to go back to the playoffs this year? And I tell them that we're going to be one of the top four teams. I'm confident at that. You got to look out for teams like we mentioned, Seminole and Paul's Valley. And who else do you put up there?
Well, Salford's going to be good. Plainview's going to be good. We're going to have a lot of guys. Our whole district, there's not any weak links in the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to come ready to play every game, and I'm going to preach to the kids. That's the way it has to be every time anyway. We'll never overlook an opponent, ever, ever. We're going to always try to give them the best, and that's being, you know, respectful to them. If we come out and think that we're going to be better than someone, that's a good way of getting beat right off the bat.
The first, you got a scrimmage coming up on the 18th. Who do you have in that?
We're going to Newcastle. It is the other teams that will be there are Purcell and Hera. I know that Purcell is going to be pretty similar to us. Hera is going to be they've always been big, and they're going to run the ball at you. Don't know a whole lot about the other guys that will be there. I don't know a whole lot about Newcastle.
You probably won't show much of what we're going to see in the district opener later on down the line here early on.
Well, we will be pretty vanilla on really both sides, defensively for sure, but on the offensive side, we don't have a whole lot of plays anyway, and the whole mindset is we're going to be very good at very few things and not have a whole lot of plays or the different types of things we can mess up. We want to know what we're doing. We have a certain number of blocking schemes. We want to be really good at that with different looks. So that's the philosophy. So in reality, you could see every play that we have, but when it comes down to game time, it might just look completely different with different motions and flips, formations with the guys.
Would you say that the playbook is more simpler offensively than what it was in the years past?
I'm not sure what it was like before, what their playbook was actually like, but I think ours is very simple. It is, there's a lot of crazy wording and terminology, but as far as the actual plays and number of plays we have, it's pretty simple.
Well, what do you want to tell the folks out there who don't know much about Trey Owens and don't know much about your coaching style? What are they going to see on Friday nights?
Well, hopefully you're just going to see a guy that, I mean, I love coaching. I love kids. I love being around the game. So I think whenever you watch us on the sideline, you're just going to see that. I'm here, you know, we're here for the kids, and we want to go and play the game the right way. It's a great game, so we're going to treat everybody the right way. We're going to play as hard as we can. That's being respectful to the game and everyone else. And hopefully it's going to be classy. We'll look like a well-oiled machine. That's the plan anyway. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes.
Is Trey Owens a Sooner or a Poke?
Well, that's a tough question. I, as of right now, I'm leaning towards the Poke side. Yes,
really?
I have two little boys, and they're a big time Poke fan right now. Yes.
Oh, are they? Okay. All right. Well, Coach, we wish you the best. Look forward to a strong season, and week zero is when it all happens.
Yes, sir. We're ready.
All right, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
Parents and players alike are praising Coach Trey Owens. They are really adjusting to him well. Very likable guy. He's going to bring a different brand of football to Lone Grove, and I believe it'll be for the better. Now, when we come back, we'll talk it over with a couple of seniors from the Longhorns. We have Terrell Harris and Marshall Zabonik with us. We'll talk it over with those two coming up here on the High School Football Showcase, brought to you by the Chickasaw Nation on 97.7 The Big 97.7 Station. The Big Station. This hour brought to you by Fat Belly Diner in Lone Grove. Check out their homemade pie selection at Fat Belly Diner, 4 miles west of I-35. On the south side of Highway 70, right there in the middle of Lone Grove. And speaking of Lone Grove, of course, we have the Lone Grove Longhorns with us today on our high school football showcase brought to you by the Chickasaw Nation. We heard from Coach Trey Owens earlier. We're going to hear from a couple of senior standout players, very experienced players, been part of the program for quite a while at Lone Grove. We had a chance to sit down and talk to Marshall Zabonik and Terrell Harris last week.
Well, we have with us Marshall Zabonik and also Terrell Harris. You guys doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Practice going good so far. It's pretty hot, isn't it, Marshall?
Yeah, it really is. But, you know, it's worth it in the end.
Terrell, I've been hearing things about our new coach, Trey Owens. What do you think so far?
I feel pretty good. I mean, I feel like we're going to be in better shape than we was last year. We're doing a lot of running, and we just need to keep pushing ourselves.
Do you feel like I've heard that more weightlifting, I guess, more of that here this year than what you've had in the past, right?
Yes, sir. We have to get our reps in like a certain amount of time, and that's going to help us, I guess, build muscle faster. Mm-hmm. It's just new. We just have to keep pushing.
I know it's a little bittersweet. You guys have been played for Coach Turner for quite some time and got to know him pretty well, and now he's moved on. Is there any other differences, Marshall, that you've noticed with Coach Owens than Coach Turner?
I mean, he definitely stresses a lot more weightlifting. You know, I think he has a really strong weightlifting background, but, I mean, other than that, mostly a lot's the same.
Yeah. You're going to, Terrell, are you going to step into a more of a prominent role now that, you know, Adonis isn't here anymore? Are you going to be that speed guy? Are you going to be the wide receiver, the go-to guy?
Yes, sir. I don't feel like I got a lot of weight on my shoulder because I played wide receiver before, but going in as a starter, that's something new because I just play defense.
We're going to be looking toward you a lot this year.
Yes, sir.
And Marshall, back, I guess, on the, are you going to be playing more on the line this year?
Yeah, I'll be defensive line and running back.
But I heard that you used to be pretty much the go-to guy back there.
Yeah, I mean, middle school mostly. Because, you know, we had Jeremy, and he was mostly our go-to guy, obviously. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to stepping in that role.
New quarterback this year with Garrett, but still familiar with Garrett. He's going to step into this offense and pretty much do pretty well, don't you think, Terrell?
Yes, sir. He took us to the – He took us pretty far when he played, so since he got more to progress on his do better in quarterback, we go far.
Looking for big things this year from him?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm confident in him because he took us to district championship in sophomore year when Grant went down, and, I mean, yeah, I really do trust him.
He got a strong arm.
Yeah. You got new teams that you had to face this year in district with Paul's Valley. I know we've seen them before in the past, but a tough Seminole team steps in as well. They're going to be good. But you think you'll be up there in that top four, don't you think?
Yes, sir. I mean, they tough, and we a tough team too.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the experience.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you spending time with me today, and good luck this year.
Thank you.
In all honesty, it will be tough for the Lone Grove Longhorns to match what they did last season, finishing 11-4, winning the district, making it all the way to the state semifinals before losing to Heritage Hall, defeating teams along the way in the playoffs like Paul's Valley, Meeker, Locust Grove. But they should be one of the teams to battle for one of the four playoff spots within the district. They have a tough schedule, and they open the season on week 0, August 26, at home against Cash. You can watch that game and every Lone Grove game on the Longhorn Channel at KICM-TV at KICM.com, but you can also hear that game right here on 97.7, the big station that night. The following week, September 2nd, this is interesting, Coach Trey Owens returns to his alma mater in Davis to take on the mighty Davis Wolves. That should be a well of a ball game. Then on the 9th, they're at home against Blanchard. They take a week off to prepare for their five-mile feud against Plainview. Mark that down for September 23rd. That's at Lone Grove. Four of the first five games for Lone Grove are at home. Week after that, they take on a very tough Sulphur Ball Club. Then four of their last five games are on the road, October 7th at Dixon, then at Seminole, who are picked by many to win the district. Then they're at home against a very improved Medill Ball Club on October 20th. They're at Bridge Creek, and then they wrap up the season November 4th against Paul's Valley, which that game could have a lot of playoff implications. Despite the tough schedule, we expect Lone Grove to be battling for one of those four playoff spots. Coach Owens will have his team ready. The preseason Freeman Max Preps standings or rankings have Lone Grove as the number two team in all of 3A. That's today's High School Football Showcase featuring the Lone Grove Longhorns, brought to you by the Chickasaw Nation. Tomorrow, we feature the Dixon Comets and their brand new head coach, Steve Day, and he's a good one. We'll talk it over with him and some of the Dixon standouts tomorrow morning at 8:10, brought to you by Quality Electric and Premier Truck Group. Join us for the High School Football Showcase featuring the Dixon Comets tomorrow morning right here, 97.7 The Big Station.